Megan Reeves of the Tampa Bay Times joins us now to talk about this. Megan, thanks very much for being with us. I saw your story, $81 million involved in this. It shows you what a big business spring training is for a city, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Also in that article, we kind of talked to local business owners, and it's just something that they reiterate over and over again, what the Blue Jays bring to the city of Dunedin, just economically, and then also the tradition that they bring to the area. It's really huge for the people that live here.
Was there a risk, a danger of them actually leaving, Megan? You know, obviously there's always conjecture, there's always discussions between politicians and the team trying to get what it can, and politicians trying to be responsible as well for the area, i.e. they're just not going to give away the ship, the ghost, so to speak. How were negotiations between the Jays and Dunedin? Has it always been friendly from what you're aware of?
It has always been friendly. I think the Jays and Dunedin have always had a really healthy relationship. I think both of them, you know, in previous articles we've done, they've expressed, both parties have expressed how much they wanted to stay together, how much they wanted to make something work. The Jays had always wanted their training facility and their stadium to try to be in the same location, and that was just something that Dunedin was not able to bring to the table. They just said, you know, we don't have the space, it's just not possible. So talking to the team's president, Mark Shapiro, he said that that was something that, at the end of the day, he was willing to sacrifice to stay in Dunedin, just because that relationship and the tradition that they have with the city is so strong.
Megan Reeves is with us from the Tampa Bay Times. Roger Lajoie, Sportsnet Today. We're broadcasting live from the Fan Village of the World Cup of Hockey in the Distillery District of downtown Toronto. Blue Jays look appear to set to sign a new agreement with Dunedin, keeping the team in that area for 25 years. Megan, it must be kind of cool, because one of the things about spring training facilities, and I've been to a few of them, is a relationship in particular between the town and the team. And it's the same thing of all the Florida facilities and the ones in Arizona as well. That relationship is something special, and I've been down to Dunedin, and there's nothing but Blue Jay fans around. That makes it kind of cool, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I said, talking to local business owners and, you know, owners of hotels and things like that, they talk about spring training time like it's Christmas or something. That's kind of something that they compare it to. You know, there's just blue everywhere, and some of the terms like hustle and bustle, and these people look in Dunedin, they look forward to seeing those fans, and you know, seeing those extra people kind of pour into the city.
Well, there's no question it makes a big difference, and it is great. Talk about what exactly that fans will be able to see now, because obviously there's a lot of money involved here, and there's going to be a lot of work done to the facility. Give us maybe the Reader's Digest version of what exactly they have planned down there, Megan.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we weren't sure, because negotiations were so private, whether it was going to be a complete rebuild or renovations of the current facilities. And it looks like the stadium, part of the money is going to go to the stadium being kind of completely renovated. It's still going to have the same structure. It's still going to be the same, you know, outside building, but it's just going to be kind of freshened up to look a little bit more modern, to increase capacity, you know, for the team's area, and also make a better fan experience is what they're saying. And then across town, or a couple miles, there is the training facility. And so what they're going to do there is they're going to keep the practice field pretty much untouched. And then the actual clubhouse where, you know, there's locker rooms and showers and offices and also, you know, workout facilities. They're going to build a new clubhouse from the ground up. The old clubhouse will be repurposed. We're not sure for what, you know, what that's going to be used for. But the new clubhouse, as Mr. Shapiro has stated over and over again, at least in our article, he wanted a state-of-the-art facility, somewhere that would give the team a competitive advantage over, you know, other teams in the league, and also somewhere that could house both minor and major league players together. So it's going to be a state-of-the-art complex training facility to where, you know, 365 days a year it's available for them to do, you know, really intense, really high-level training.
Well, that's encouraging for the city, and hopefully it works out to everybody's satisfaction. So, you know, you talked about Shapiro and the new management of the Jays. They've only been on the job for a year, and this deal gets done pretty quickly. One would assume that it was kind of a priority from the Blue Jays' perspective to get this out of the way as well. And sometimes, you know, when a new regime comes in the front office, maybe that makes people a little bit nervous. But clearly, Dunedin has done a pretty good job hosting the Blue Jays over the years, that they impressed the new bosses so quickly.
Yeah, I think so. The reception of Mr. Shapiro has been very good in Dunedin. I think people, I think that he understands the tradition. He wanted to continue that tradition, even though he is new. And I think that the city has kind of welcomed him with open arms as well. I think it's just been a very good relationship. And because the relationship that they have now, or the contract ends at the end of 2017, they knew that they had to kind of get something done quickly.
So what is the time frame on this now, and when does it get done? I saw in your story, I believe Monday's a key date for this before it's formalized, and the deal apparently would keep them in the city for 25 years. You talk about some long-term security, if that's the case.
Yes. Both the team and the city keep stressing to me that it is very, very preliminary. I mean, even though the you know, it's public now and the negotiations are kind of out on the table, it is still very preliminary. Nothing is approved. These meetings on Monday and Tuesday, Mr. Shapiro will be here along with city officials, and they'll just be kind of presenting it to the community, kind of, you know, how my article explains, you know, the timeline, what it's going to look like, where it's going to be, those kinds of things. And then the community will be able to ask questions to both team and city officials. And then after that, the beginning of October will be the city's first move to kind of get the ball rolling for funding from the county and the state here. And then that'll snowball into kind of a string of meetings and approvals and votes. And they're hoping by summer 2017, the city can make a final vote, and that would kind of lock in the plan. And they're hoping to have the entire project done by opening day 2017. So it's a pretty optimistic timeline, you know. So that's what they're looking at right now.
Oh, lots of work still to do, but certainly all signs are pointing that the deal will get done. Megan Reeves' story from the Tampa Bay Times talking about Dunedin locking in with the Blue Jays long term, and looks like that will be the case. Finally, Megan, the last 2 years, of course, you know, Dunedin's history with the Blue Jays is so long. There were some great times, and as we all know all too well here in Toronto, there were some lean years as well. What are the citizens of the city thinking of this Blue Jays run? I got to believe it's all about spring training, but on the other hand, their team to cheer for sure has been a lot more fun in 2015 and 16 than it was for about two decades prior.
Yeah, definitely. I am not a sports reporter. I just covered the town of Dunedin, so I'm not, I should be more up on, you know, what the Blue Jays are doing sports wise, but I'm kind of more on their business side. But I will say that no matter how the Blue Jays play, the city of Dunedin and the people who live there just have a true love for the Blue Jays franchise. I mean, it goes deeper than just, you know, liking baseball. I mean, it's kind of like a lifestyle in Dunedin. It's a huge thing to this community.
Well, that is good news indeed if the deal does get approved, and certainly they're taking steps towards it. Megan's story is available in the Tampa Bay Times. Megan Reeves joining us to talk about it here on Sportsnet today. Megan, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.